discouraging the park people. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is the fate of every park in America, the permanent park people. They tend to be homeless or talking to somebody without a cell phone or needing a bathroom without quite enough time to get there. The problem isn't as bad in Europe, because if you don't have a job in Europe, they will just pay you as if you did, so that even if you talk to yourself, you can afford to have a cell phone, so at least it looks like you're talking to somebody else. But American cities struggle to find ways to get the permanent park people to leave without being cruel, since many times the park is the only place that will have them. Well, I think the city of Seattle has inadvertently stumbled on the answer. Seattle has a place called the Olympic Sculpture Park, run by the Seattle Art Museum. It's a park, but it is immaculate. Plus, it has art. There's an Alexander Calder metal thing that looks like a giant claw just landed. There's a 10-foot typewriter eraser in search of a really big typo. And a sculpture of a child running through a fountain to greet his completely naked father. But what you won't find is graffiti, trash, used needles, or bearded men asleep on benches, unless they're cast in bronze. Even the bathrooms are clean. How does it happen? Special police patrols? No. It's the art. It has to be the art. It's the repellent effect of modern art. You think about it. You're a disoriented person, hearing voices, looking for a place to crash. You wander into the Olympic Sculpture Park in Seattle, and you see a giant claw, a 10-foot typewriter eraser, and a nude guy grabbing for a kid. You're out of there! Every public park should be run by a museum. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.